Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look at the composite trade in Kansas City. March wheat 821 down a half, July 839 and three quarters down three quarters. March wheat in Chicago 771 and three quarters up three and a quarter. July 784 and a half up two and a quarter. March corn 723 down one and a quarter, now down one. July 714 and three quarters down a half. December 585 and three quarters up a quarter. March soybeans 1438 up two and three quarters. May 1425 up one and a quarter. July 1418 up a half. November 1304 and three quarters down one. March soybean meal 41570 down. It's up a dollar. March soybean oils 5205 down a nickel. February live cattle 126.77 and a half up 90. January feeders 145 up 40, and February lean hogs 86.82 and a half, and they are down 22 and a half.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
The 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And we have a dynamite lineup, including John Bondrand of Bondrand Futures, Murray Wise of Murray Wise & Associates, and University of Illinois ag economist Peter Goldsmith. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Register now at 217-333-7300 and avoid the registration line. We'll take all major credit cards. Call 217-333-7300, and we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. Joining us now to talk about the futures market is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I guess it's one of those weeks where neither the bulls nor the bears are going to be happy. It was a tug and taffy pull, and when the smoke clears, I think this afternoon, corn is probably going to be pretty flat on the week, and maybe beans ekes out just a little teeny gain.
Yeah, and wheat ends up being the worst performer if we don't see a pretty quick adjustment here today. I think this goes back to that fund versus fundamental battle that we in the production agriculture side are pretty sick of at this point, Dave, where the funds decide that because demand may be weaker and the technicals don't perform, they can push the markets. There's no one really standing in the way of pushing the markets. The commodity index guys at this beginning of this week probably were ready to jump on board. I think they were, given what the fundamentals said and some of the commentary after the supply-demand report by USDA. But when the Dow Jones UBS Grain Index failed at the 200-day moving average on Tuesday, and we put in those highs of 735 in March corn and 1460 area in March beans and $8 in March wheat, I think that kept the commodity index guys and the bulls especially sidelined and pretty meek, and that's probably what allowed this resumption of the fund technical related trade that we've seen so far. So you're right, it is a taffy pull. There are some optimistic things happening today. There's some pessimistic things happening today, and I think it goes back to where do we close technically so that we can get this fund mindset off the table and start trading more of the fundamentals.
Well, let's look at those particulars technically. Where would you like to see it end up today if you wanted to make a bullish argument for the next week? And remember, we're still in a potential seasonal window for the next week or two going into the middle of February.
Yeah, I think the key would be the beans. They probably have the best short-term mindset to them. The exports this week for China yesterday helping to turn the market around. The new weather updates for Argentina and even southern Brazil also helping to turn the market around and put the bears back on their heels. The Gulf basis is up nicely today, anywhere from 4 to 14 cents for Jan-Feb delivery. the bull spread, the March-July bull spread, is probably the biggest thing I'm watching going into the close. We're trading right around the 40-day moving average, right around the old highs from about the last 3 weeks. If we could see the bull spread and the basis work together, that would give me the opinion that maybe the short-term movement in the March beans would allow the July and the new crop November to head up higher and break out a little bit more. And I think that's where the beans are probably the best thing in the short term. For me personally, the fact that, like we talked about, the wheat being the weakest thing out there, but the U.S. Wheat Associates coming out yesterday and saying that the subsoil moisture in Kansas is as dry as it has been in 60 years says to me that this is the wheat market to win or lose the battle between the funds and fundamentals. I think that also, because the managed money positions are much more net short in the wheat than they are the corn and beans. So I would like to see a wheat-led rally on the close with the bean bull spread supporting the market as well. And if I got that, I'd probably start hedging even more new crop beans as we prepare for South American harvest.
That spread is 20 cents as we talk right now. If it were to widen out to 25, would that be a good thing then?
Right. 25 would be a breakout on a closing basis, 40-day moving average and the old highs from about the last 3 weeks.
And regarding the piece of information we got out of Kansas about the dryness, could it be that traders are just sick of hearing that and they're just not, they realize, we're going to have to do something, but they're not going to deal with it until the crop begins to come out of dormancy?
That's exactly what Agritel said in a Dow Jones Newswire update today when they were polling some or talking to some Paris EU wheat futures traders. They essentially said, we've seen some profit taking this year, this week by longs in a context where climate issues are not that important and we're waiting closer to get to February, March. And I think that's a dangerous game to play because I think you're sitting with a lot of end users that probably are not covered anywhere close to what they need as far as their March and going forward needs. And that would suggest that if this weather doesn't change, there'll be kind of a rush to the same fire exit by the end users to have to soak up and jump on and maybe even overbuy their wheat needs in a hoarding-type mindset that we've become more accustomed to this last 3 to 4 years. So it's a very inefficient market, and while we're frustrated on the producer side and the agriculture side for the lack of respect for the drought, it just digs the end user into more of a hole psychologically if they don't get what they need, and that is the drought it gets better here in the next 30 days.
And the other thing, it seems to me, is if these futures are going to go higher, we still have to grind through what is a pretty still significant feed wheat.
Yeah, I think that's part of the issue, too, but I think that issue is becoming less and less certainly less important than it was last year at this time. We're back at, in 11, back in 2011 at this time. I think that's become less and less of an issue, and the global stocks and the global stocks to use are probably a little bit more important.
Let's turn your attention to outside market factors. It does look like that we're on our way to putting off a debt ceiling discussion, at least for a few months. Is that a good thing or a bad thing for commodities?
Well, I think it's good in the short term. I think it's good for riskier assets in the short term, but it adds to the medium term analysis that as we get closer to the middle of the year, the market's going to price in a return to stronger economic growth. They'll probably start to really pump up the interest rates and the bond yields, and we're seeing the bonds down about 1.5 points today and back near the low end of their trading range the last couple months, in the 30-year at least. And so I think as you get this type of mindset worked into the market, you actually see interest rates go up, gold prices go down, and all of a sudden you start to see this idea that we're back to normal. And I think that puts in a premium in the market. And at the same time, those higher interest rates may start to attract movement out of commodities. And so I think the best game plan that we can have in 2013, Dave, is to work harder because of the outside market forces becoming more headwinds after the middle part of the year.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day. And nice job in Pontiac.
Thank you very much. That's Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. March corn, 7.23 1/4, down 1. July, 7.15 1/4, unchanged. December, 5.85 1/2, unchanged. March soybeans, 14.39, up 3 3/4. July, 14.18 1/2, up 1. November, 13.06, up 1/4. March soybean meal, 4.15.60, up 90. March soybean oil, 52.08, down 3. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.